Alison will now introduce the first of our selection of letters, published in the Evening News this week.
The letters pages of the Evening News have been packed with controversies this week over the incinerator that won't happen, national and American politics, and nuclear weapons. But we won't cover any of these. Instead, we'll stay firmly local, starting with two reactions to the Norwich City Council proposal we reported on last week to consider offering their staff a four-day working week. GP Brown of Norwich wrote to say that a four-day week cannot make things easier. It is a measured fact that public sector productivity is in a steady decline. Yet once again, the canard of Norwich City Council's workers' productivity being raised by only working a four-day week for 5 days' pay is being considered. Could I ask Councillor Calvert to confirm that as part of the proposal, all business carried out at, I hate to contemplate how many per year, every meeting under the auspices of Norwich City Council, or attended by any council employee, is going to be concluded in 20% less time than it is now? That would be a standstill on productivity, let alone improve it. If that is possible, why isn't it already standard practice? Apparently, South Cambridgeshire Council, where the system is in operation, say that applications for advertised posts is high. Who doesn't want a four-day-a-week job for 5 days' pay? Add in a generous annual leave package. Is that to be reduced by 20%? I thought not. Plus statutory bank holidays and the higher public sector annual sickness days taken will result in barely an actual three-day week. Getting to speak to someone at City Hall already requires several hoops to be navigated. This proposal can only make that public access to offices even worse.
And Glyn J.D. Linder of Frettenham agrees that the four-day working week is a bad idea. How ironic that in the same week as the new President of America states that government employees are to be made to scrap this working from home nonsense and return to the office 5 days a week, Norwich City Council has reignited that old chestnut of a four-day working week. This council is acting like a dog with a bone and is determined to not let go of this controversial subject. I was, however, drawn to the comments of Green councillor Liam Calvert, EDP 22nd of January, in which he said that such a change would increase staff satisfaction. I bet it would. Getting 5 days' pay for 4 days' work, he also said that it would increase productivity. That statement begs the question, what have these people been doing on the fifth day of the week?
Two readers wrote in when they read the story about Jack Valentine. Mrs. Dawn Gibson of Fakenham still remembers the tradition and adds a Mother Valentine twist. She says, with reference to the article about Jack Valentine, I was born and brought up in a rural village not many miles from Fakenham, and growing up in a family that carried on the tradition of Jack Valentine on February the 14th. Oh, the eagerly awaited knock on the door and the discovery of a parcel on the doorstep. Such joy. Usually a comic when unwrapped, which was a great treat. Growing older and slightly wiser, Jack Valentine became known as Mother Valentine because we were aware of the person responsible for those yearly gifts. Also, having relatives living close by, we did play tricks on them by placing, say, a jam jar of water on their doorstep, knocking on their door and running away, hiding discreetly to witness their disappointment. I carried on this tradition with my children, who enjoyed it as much as I did, and still joke about Mother Valentine to this day. After discussing this with friends from away, I learnt that this appeared to be a tradition just related to Norfolk, not, as I thought, across the country. So perhaps highlighting in the press, this can be a tradition to be recognised and carried forward.
And Gloria Lee of Wyndham also remembers the presents from Jack Valentine and wonders if anyone else continues the tradition. Reading of a firm who want to revive the old tradition of Jack Valentine brought back memories of all the fun we had in the 50s. My parents would leave my sister and I presents on the doorstep from Jack Valentine. Local boys would tie string around a chocolate bar, knock on door, leave it on doorstep, and when you bent to pick it up, it would be pulled away to their great amusement. My ex-husband and I carried this tradition on for our three children too. Much fun was had. Presents weren't big or expensive. Crisps, sweets, colouring books, pencils, etc. Sadly, none of our children continued with this tradition. Does anyone else still continue this old tradition? Was it just a Norfolk tradition, as many people haven't heard of it?
Our last letter is a complaint about the missing sports news. Later on, we'll report on various local sports stories, but there will be nothing about the World Bowls tournament held just outside Great Yarmouth. Ray Howes of Great Yarmouth is not amused. I was amazed at the lack of reporting in the EDP last week as we were holding the World Bowls tournament, which was taking place at Potter's Holiday Resort on the Norfolk-Suffolk border at Hopton and has been for over 20 years. With competitors coming from all over the world to compete in this prestigious sporting event and coverage on the BBC for the second week, not even the results were published. Is it a case that bowls is not an important enough sport to at least warrant a small amount of reporting, even in the Yarmouth Mercury?